Christmas. There are many things around Christmas that we truly enjoy. Christmas is that story that we all know, probably the most well-known story in the world. And it is a wonderful story, the story of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. A story that resonates in our hearts very deeply and that makes us think today about the best of our life. Christmas makes us think, at least wish, for good things, for love, tenderness, family affection, patience. Now, trying to think about what we celebrate, and we should do that because we're here, we can also recognize that there are many other famous stories in the world. Probably we all know some other good stories, myths or tales that can give us great lessons about different things, that can explain or try to explain the origin of the world or the origin of our problems. So what's the difference? What's the difference between what we're doing now, Christmas, this story, and all the other stories? Because there are many other very good stories out there. Some years ago, 70 years ago or so, there was a group of professors in England who were literature professors and were very learned about different stories, about myths and all these stories that explain the beginning of the world, etc. And one of them, who is very famous because he himself wrote a famous story that you probably know, The Chronicles of Narnia, and if you haven't read it, probably you've seen the movie. This man, C.S. Lewis, who was thinking about these things. One day, after much reflection and study, he told a friend of his, who was himself a professor, but he was a believer. This other writer was not a believer. He told him the following. He said, "So what you believe is that the story of Christmas, the story of Christ, is in one sense like all the other stories that we know, but with this one difference, one big difference, that this actually happened. And now I begin to understand." And it is true. The one and most important difference between the story of Christmas that we celebrate today and all the other wonderful stories that we can know is that this one, Christmas, actually happened. So the first question, and perhaps the most important question that we should all, no exception, whether we've heard this hundreds of times or we're hearing it for the first time, which I doubt, but the first question we should ask is, do I believe that the story of Christmas is a nice story with a nice lesson? Or do I believe that what we celebrate today, what we just read in the gospel, and if it happened, then the next question is, what does it mean? What does it mean for me personally? So I really invite you to think about this. Again, whether you believe in this and no doubts or whether you're not sure, let's all think about this. Did this actually happen? And what are the consequences of that? And perhaps we can try to respond to this question with a first initial other question. How would the world look like without Christmas? So let's think about that for a second. Imagine a world now, 2015, without Christmas. What would be the difference? Well, for starters, we would not have one of the best excuses for a nice meal and for exchanging presents. That would be bad, but probably we could survive. There are other very important consequences. There would be other consequences. Also, we would have to find a different way of understanding our human history, of simply counting the passing of time, we know that our history is simply divided in two, before Christmas, before Christ, and after Christ. 2015 today, because there has been 2015 celebrations of Christmas, of the birth of Christ. That will change significantly our life. Also, we would totally ignore some very important virtues that we know because of Christ, that were totally unknown before Christianity, such as humility, that was a defect before Christ, or charity. Or there would be some basic institutions for our modern society that would not exist, probably, like hospitals or universities that did not exist before Christianity. But even more, especially if we think about this in a more personal way, there will be no hope. And this is a bold claim, but it is true. Without Christmas, we would have no hope for one very simple and important reason. Because what we celebrate at Christmas is that God became man, one of us. Is that Jesus is not just a very inspiring man who did amazing things, but God. That is our faith. That is it. That is what we believe. That is Christianity. Jesus Christ is God. But let's stop and think again about this for a second. Let us think about, for instance, our faith and the differences with some other faiths, and there are many differences, but the most important one is this. There are many other inspiring leaders of religions who said important things about God and wrote books about God. Now, think about it. Jesus did not write a thing, not one page. Why? Because he was God. And this is a unique and very bold claim. No one else that is not crazy claims that. Jesus Christ was God himself. This is the mystery of Christmas. This baby that we celebrate today, the birth of this baby, that baby is God himself. And if anything, we should be surprised at hearing this. Again, whether we've heard or taught this 1,000 times, whether we are hearing this for the first time, whether we come to Mass every day or not so often, we should think about this very carefully, and we should be surprised, even if we have doubts, even if there are some issues in our hearts, we should be surprised at least at the possibility of this being true, of the good news that God became man, one of us. Because if this is true, this changes everything, and this changes our own lives, everything. Our human life does make much more sense, because God became one of us and he transformed everything that is good, everything that is authentically human, into something full of meaning, into an occasion of love. If Christ is God, if all that we believe and celebrate today is real, then there is hope, even in the most difficult circumstances, even when we don't see the answer or the solution to a very serious problem, there is hope, among other things, because God chose to suffer with us. If it is true that God, then what we sing at Christmas, what we wish each other at Christmas, is not just some wonderful, well-intentioned good wishes. It will be more than that. It will become a possibility. So when we talk and sing about peace or about joy, we're singing about what Christ offers. Now, these things are not just good and nice ideas, a story that we remember so that we can be inspired to have a nice meal. This is good news. This is what we believe as Christians, as Catholics. And this is what we should try to renew, the most essential core of our faith. The Lord is inviting us today to try. Just that. And again, whether we were here yesterday or a few weeks ago or months ago or a year ago, the Lord is inviting us today, all of us, to rethink about this. Because everything in our lives changes if this is true. And the good news is that this is true. That the story that we celebrate, that we remember today, is something that actually happened. And because of this, we celebrate Christmas. If this is not true, then Christmas would be no more than a good occasion for a great meal and some presents. Now, that would be okay, right? We like presents and nice meals, of course. But is that all? Is there more? Is there more? Do we want more? Would we like more? Would we like more peace in our families? Would we like a more meaningful work? Would we like a more joyful life? And of course, we would like that. Well, that is not just an illusion. That is a possibility because Christ became one of us. So let us pray with an open heart. Let's try. Let's try to pray. We're here at Mass. So let us honestly open our hearts. Let us try to continue our celebration with great joy and with the expectation that this Christmas will bring many good things to our lives, to our families, to our country, and to the world.